just what is happening in religious movements these days. An awful lot of movements have paid attention to the community church approach. The idea of searching out through a community and finding out what the supposed needs are as expressed by individuals in the public, and then fixing a church organization meeting, often in storefront buildings and some other places perhaps, as well as building their own edifices later on. And as a result, they are practicing and teaching those things that were popular with the people of their surveys. Many today choose to worship the Lord as so-called worship is being done. Actually, they're being spectators of special programming that is being served in front of them. It's being performed in front of them in their regular worship services. Instead of their singing, others sing for them. Instead of their praying, others pray for them. Instead of their teaching of God's word and enjoying the blessings of that, they find themselves rejecting God's teachings in favor of a social message of man. When we find this going on, how can that change be made to get us back to God's word and God's way? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 tell us that God provided his scripture. All scripture is inspired of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. This is the way that God would have us to live and be, by his word. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. You'll note in Luke chapter 16, in the account given of the rich man and his five brothers, that he was concerned about his five brothers. They were still here on earth, he said to Abram. And he said, if you'll send back Lazarus, one from the dead, they'll be persuaded. But Abraham said to him, they would not be persuaded, though one rose to them from the dead, because they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. He said, oh no, if somebody went from the dead, they would be persuaded. And Abraham said, no, they wouldn't. They would neither be persuaded if one rose from the dead, if they didn't accept the word of God that was presented to them by the prophets already. May I call upon you to recognize that that respect for God's word is the very thing that will change spectators into worshipers and change those following the cultural doctrines of man back into the power of the gospel and the cross. Thanks for your consideration of this today. This is Robert Rawson.